Sonny, Buddy, and Charcoal, after escaping from the smugglers, were reunited on the bank of the river. However, it was only a few minutes until they heard the voices of the bandits and knew they were discovered. Our adventurers quickly climbed high into the branches of a tree and thought they were safe. But when we last heard of them, there was a member of the smuggling band sitting right under the tree. Now, how will the boys get out of this tight place?
Lord, Muzzy, I wonder how much long us has got to stay up in this tree like a bunch of monkeys.
Look, Charcoal, he's asleep.
Who's asleep?
The man under the tree, the one who's been waiting for us.
Well, if he's asleep, how's our chance to get away?
Well, that man will wake up sure as you're born if we try to get away. I'll tell you, wait a minute. Is you boys got belts on to hold up your pants?
Sure we have on belts. Why?
I'm going to slip down and out in this tree, and while that scar-faced man is asleep, I'll grab his arms and pin him behind his back. And as soon as I does that, Sonny, you take your belt and tie his hands.
Okay, Charcoal.
And while Sonny is tying his hands, Buddy, you take this handkerchief and tie it over his mouth and gag him. Then he can't holler for them other snugglers.
That's the idea, Charcoal. Let's go.
Then after we get his hands tied and the handkerchief over his mouth, we'll take Buddy's belt and all three of us will tie his feet together.
Be quiet now. Slip down easily so we don't wake him.
Get off your belts now and get ready, because we've got to work fast. That man is plenty strong and tough. Here we go.
I got it. Quick, Sonny. Tie his hands. Buddy, get that handkerchief over his mouth. That's it. Work fast.
Hold him now. All right, Charcoal. Hold him still.
I've got the handkerchief tied. Here, Sonny. I'll help you tie his hands.
Hurry up. This man is about to get me all out of wind.
Hold him.
He's got him tied yet?
Yeah, he's all right. Now for his feet.
Here's my belt. Grab his foot. Quick, Charcoal.
Great goof with us alive. This man can kick worse than a Missouri mule.
That's right, Charcoal. Get his feet between your knees. Put him tight. All right, now, buddy. Slip your belt over his feet. That's great. Boy, it's a good thing he's had too much to drink. We couldn't tie him. There you are, Charcoal. You'll never get away now.
All right, now let's throw him in the river.
Oh, no, let him alone. Let's get away from here before the others get back.
But which way will we go?
Listen, boys. Did you all hear what I hear?
Yes. It's the calliope. It's Doc.
Where is he? Doc. Hey, Doc. Betty.
Hey, Doc.
Well,
Doc.
Don't stay here making all that noise. Them snugglers will be right on top of us. Let's go. There he is. I see him over there.
Yes, there's the road. Come on, hurry.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Betty.
Doc.
Hey. Doc. Betty. He sees us. He's stopping. Come on, Charcoal.
Well, I'm coming as fast as I can. What do you think I is? One of these Texas jackrabbits? I've been fighting wild men, snugglers, and sleeping in trees. I slum flagged out.
Well, well. Where in the world have you boys been? Where's the man who was supposed to deliver you on this side of the river?
Wait until you hear about it. Boy, we've had some experience.
The man you left us with turned us over to some men on another boat. And the leader of the smugglers' band pulled up the sleeve of Buddy's shirt and discovered that we were white boys.
And then they said they were going to keep us and make you pay a big ransom to get us back.
But Charcoal held him off with a gun. We jumped off the boat and swam for shore. But the smugglers followed, and they're searching for us in these woods right now.
Well, let's get away from here in a hurry then. Charcoal, take the wheel and drive out of these woods pronto.
How far are we from a town?
About a quarter of a mile. There's a little village just ahead of us.
Well, I thought we were way out in the woods somewhere. I didn't know we were so near a town.
Yeah, that accounts for that house cat in the tree.
Why, what house cat are you talking about?
Get Charcoal to tell you about his experience with the cat.
We thought the cat was a possum, so we were trying to catch him and cook him.
Oh, are you boys hungry?
Oh, not much.
Well, boys, the only money I have left is the $50 I promised that smuggler for bringing you boys over to Mexico. But we've got to make supper and gasoline money in this next town. If we want to eat tonight, we'll have to sell some tonic and toner and put on a show.
All right, and I'll fix you a nice supper.
All right. See, we'd better fix our makeup a little, Sonny. We've just about washed all the black off our faces during our swim.
Betty, start the calliope. Let the natives know there's a show coming.
Say, is this all there is to the town?
Yeah, this must be the main street. Look at the people stare. Do you think they'll understand what we say?
Oh, sure. Gosh, there seems to be lots of American people here.
Well, that's because we're so close to the border. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to witness Dr. Legree's show of wonders. As I look out on this great audience of beautiful senoritas and handsome caballeros, I can think of only one thing you need to keep that beautiful and enchanting personal appearance. Dr. Legree's tonic and toner. Good for anything that ails you. A bad color or a bad disposition. $1 a bottle. And while Charcoal is selling you the health-giving liquid, Rastus and Sambo, our little comedians, will entertain you with songs and jokes.
Hey, what's
that you reading, Rastus?
Oh, I just got a letter from my gal.
A letter from your gal?
Yep.
What's her name?
Ida.
Ida what?
I don't know.
I thought you said she was your gal.
She is my gal.
Then how come you don't know her name?
I do know her name.
Well, then what is it?
Ida.
Ida what?
I don't know.
Oh, what's the use? tell me the gal's name now.
I is telling you her name. Her first name is Ida, I-D-A. And her last name is No, N-O-E.
Oh, you mean her name is Ida No. Well, how come you didn't tell me that in the first place?
I don't know.
And now Little Rasta sings, "This Little Piggy Went to Market." All right, Rasta.
This little piggy went to market, and this little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef, and this little piggy had none. How I recall my dear old mother putting me to bed. She tucked me in and said to her little sleepy head, "This little piggy was a bad little piggy who cried all the way home. Years have passed, but it's still my favorite poem. I dream and pray someday I'll say to a cute little piggy of my own, 'This little piggy went to market, but this little piggy stayed home.'"
What you laughing about, Sambo?
Boy, you know, I just can't forget how funny Charco looked when he was fighting that cat. Boy, you know, he was so scared, I thought his eyes was going to pop right out of his head.
Yeah, I bet you'd be scared, too, if you was to get mixed up with some wild animal.
Me scared of a wild animal? Boy, what you talking about? Why, I was face to face with a wild lion once, and to make it worse, I didn't have no gun of no kind.
Come face to face with a wild lion and didn't have no gun? Well, what'd you do?
Well, what could I do? I tried looking him straight in the eye, but he started to crawl closer and closer to me. And then I thought of running my arm down his throat, grabbing his tail and pulling him inside out. But I decided it'd be too dangerous. The lion kept creeping up, and I had to think fast.
How'd you get away?
Oh, I just moved up to the next cage and watched the panthers for a while.
Oh, you crazy,
Ah, folks, Sambo sings, "Take a Number from 1 to 10. A little lesson in arithmetic for you.
Take a number from 1 to 10, double it, and add a million. That's how many nights I'll be longing for you. Take a number from 1 to 10, double it, and add a billion. That's how many dreams I'll keep dreaming of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 baby rhymes with heaven, and your kisses rhyme with heaven too. Oh, honey, won't you kindly take a number from 1 to 10, double it and add a zillion. That's how many thrills I'll get. That's how many chills I'll get on the day when you will say, I do, I do, I do.
Well, you boys have done a good day's work, and now for a nice warm supper and then to bed.
Look yonder, Mr. Doc. There's them snuggling men that we had all the trouble with. They's getting out of that big automobile.
Betty, keep Sonny and Buddy in the house car. Lock the door and don't let anybody in.
There you are, Mr. Doctor, man. You're just the fellow we're looking for. We got a little bill against you.
Oh, yes. You're the man who brought the boys over in the boat. All right. Here's your
$50. What do you mean, $50? We want $150.
Well, you won't get it. I agreed to pay $50 for that job, and that's all you'll get.
No, it is it? Well, maybe you'll change your mind, Mr. Medicine Man, when we tell you what we happen to know, that these two kids you're carrying around with you and passing off as colored boys are really white boys. There's some reason for your smuggling them over into Mexico. And if you don't give us the $150 right now, we'll turn you over to the police.
You try anything like that, and I'll have you arrested for smuggling. I happen to know that you have one of the biggest smuggling gangs in this country.
Now take this $50 and clear out. I'll have you arrested right now.
No, you will, eh? Well, Mr. Pill Peddler, if you won't give us the 150, we'll just take it. Come on, boys.
Stay away from me, or I'll...
Ah, so you're going to get tough, eh? Well, just take a little taste of this blackjack. That'll settle you.
Oh, look out there, white man. Please don't hit Mr. Duck no more with that blackjack.
Ah, come on, keep back, or you'll get some of the same medicine. Now, boys, get the pill doctor's pocketbook and beat it quick.
Police! Police! Robbers! Robbers!
What's the matter? What's the matter? What's happened? You're dead, Charco.
What's the trouble?
Them snuggling men done hit Mr. Duck with a blackjack and robbed him.
What?
Police! Police!
Oh, they go in their car.
Come on, Sonny, and help us with Doc.
Police! Police! Help!
And the car carrying the robber speeds away. The important question now is, how badly is Doc injured and will he continue with the show? I think every girl and boy already knows the moral in tonight's adventure. Obey the law. Not sometimes, but always. Doc thought he could escape trouble when he tried to beat the law. But trouble has finally caught up with him.